This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Santiago Jimenez Jr. has done it all. The son of legendary accordion player Don Santiago Jimenez has carried the torch for traditional conjunto for six decades. He's recorded over 700 songs across 100 albums or more, and he's won a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts as well as a National Medal of Arts, and he's played his accordion for crowds in every corner of San Antonio and, for that matter, Texas. And yet, at the age of 75, Santiago Jimenez Jr. is far from done. His latest record is called El Chief, 13 waltzes, rancheras, polkas, the kind of traditional tunes he's played his whole career. And he joins us now from the studios of Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Santiago, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, sir. El Chief, the name of the new album. 13 songs on this album. Yeah. And I understand that you recorded the whole thing. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. In 2.5 hours, is that true?
Yes, in 2.5 hours, I did all the recordings. I did the accordion and vocals, and we had the bajo. It's easy for me. The experience of playing for so many years, it's not easy to do it, but the experience makes you, to me, it's gravy, you know.
Where did you get started?
I started playing when I was 15 years old. By the age of 17, I was recording. We did the first album, me and Flaco. It's the only album we did together. I was 17 and Flaco was 21. Mm. The music was all the time in my house by my father, because not even Flaco and me would be jamming in our house. I would play, just compose. My father was the main one that was always had music in my house, and I would sit next to him when I was young, and I would go to sleep with his music.
Wow. Gosh, that's wonderful. Just hearing the music, it's so joyous. When you think about where conjunto music is today, I mean, where do you go to hear great conjunto music, and where do you find to play these days?
Well, I really don't. In my age right now, 70, well, I don't feel like 75, man. I think I feel like 30, man.
Yeah, that's great.
The only thing about these musicians, that they don't know the old school music. Mm-hmm. We're talking that when I play music of the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and playing the old style tradition like my dad, that's what I consider me, old school music, that a lot of conjunto bands, they're not into this kind of category of the old school. Different ways of playing, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're good musicians. I respect, even good or bad, I still respect them because they're musicians.
Do you feel a certain responsibility to keep those older traditional songs going?
Well, it's my responsibility to keep going, because I'm the only one that is doing that, honestly. Because mostly all the 90% of the conjunto, they play the new modern style. They like I said, you know, they got their own style. But as long as I'm alive, I promise my dad that I'm going to have his music going, and I'm still doing it, you know?
Amen. So do you remember one of your dad's favorite songs?
Yeah, I got one song that, my dad recorded 156 songs. And they're all composed by him. And a lot of hits once. And he recorded with different labels. He did RCA, Mercury, Decca, Imperial, Globe, you name it.
Wow.
You know, late in the 50s. And I got a song that I was 4 years old when my father composed this song. He recorded it in 1948.
What is this song called?
Margarita.
Margarita.
You know, You won't forget that because I think you drink margarita, maybe.
I think there are a few folks who drink margaritas out here in Texas. Yes, everyone's nodding in here. Yeah.
So I'm going to play. You want to hear it, sir?
Please, absolutely.
Well, this song has a story, okay? I'm going to be a little faster on that. This song, my father was playing in Seguin, Texas, and there was a lady. Her name was Margarita, and she was a fan of my father, okay? So my father told her, you know what? I'm going to compose a song for you. And I didn't believe that he did that because after I started playing in Seguin, I met the lady. I met Margarita, and she was telling me, you know, my dad composed her a song, and I didn't believe her, and then other people told me, yeah. And it's just funny because I said, by the way, you're not my mother, are you? And she said, no, I'm not your mother, but I was your father's friend, you know. It was a joke. So I did, and then I recorded it. Margarita, no me subas tan arriba que las hojas en el árbol no duran toda la vida. Desde aquí te estoy mirando, sentadita en tu ventana, qué bonitos ojos tiene, lucero de la mañana. Ay, qué lástima, y qué lástima me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está. Ay, qué lástima, y qué lástima, y qué lástima me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está.
Woo! That was great. That was fantastic. Santiago Jimenez Jr. is not just an accordion player. He is a bona fide Texas music legend, performing there a song that his father, Santiago Jimenez Sr., wrote years back about Margarita, a real person. You can check out Santiago Jimenez Jr.'s latest album, El Chief, wherever you stream or buy music online. Señor Jimenez, it's been a real honor and pleasure to get a chance to say hello to you. Thank you so much for sharing your talent and your stories with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and God bless everybody.